A newly announced 5-year provincial government plan aimed at promoting the economic viability and future progress of rural Alberta is good news for this region and the province. The Economic Development in Rural Alberta Plan will support diversification and job opportunities in rural communities large and small, officials said. Whether the plan will achieve its goals over the next 5 years remains to be seen. What is known is that efforts made to promote and enhance rural Alberta are welcome and needed. For his part, Minister of Jobs, Economy and Northern Development Brian Jean says the new plan should have positive impacts across the province over the long term. Alberta's rural communities are the backbone of our province's economy, said Jean. Actions identified in this plan will benefit rural and northern Albertans for years to come, including providing additional support to Alberta's network of regional economic development alliances to fuel further economic growth and prosperity across our province. The plan itself will focus on 5 key strategic directions, including identifying and improving economic development infrastructure to support investment and growth, enhance skills development in rural communities to enhance workforce capacity, and promote rural economic development through regional and targeted capacity building, he said. Paul McLaughlin is the president of the 69-member rural municipalities of Alberta, which includes Mountain View and Red Deer counties. The Economic Development in Rural Alberta Plan supports our mission to strengthen rural Alberta and cultivate strategic and collaborative partnerships. This plan starts today and is designed for rural Alberta of tomorrow, said McLaughlin. Kathy Herron, president of Alberta Municipalities, which represents towns and villages, also called the plan a worthwhile initiative. We welcome efforts to grow and diversify our province's economy, including renewable support for regional economic development alliances, said Herron. While the UCP government continues to face strong criticism on several fronts, including for its handling or mishandling of the ongoing youth respiratory illness crisis, it should be applauded for this latest effort to help rural Alberta prosper. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.